537-1350, 866-776-1350 if you want to join Wildcat Insider. John Kurtz with Wyatt Thompson, Brandon Tabman with us as well. On Twitter at the game 1350. K-State loses 23-9 to Texas. They don't play until a week from Thursday against Baylor. Baylor loses their quarterback Seth Russell for the year. We learned that today. K-State actually went through a game. Here's, if you want, another positive bit to take out of the Texas game. They went through a game without suffering, at least to my knowledge, a real major injury. Now, I know Boston Stuyvesant did go out of the game, and so I guess that may end up being it. But it seemed like at least the least injury-filled game that K-State's played in a long time, at least since maybe all year.
Well,
maybe all year.
Especially when you compare it to Oklahoma, where they're in one stretch, lost maybe a couple of guys in a matter of three plays.
Right.
So from that perspective, I'm with you. And I think it's another good opportunity to have another couple of two or three extra days here. Coach mentioned on the Big 12 teleconference that, you know, there is a method to the madness, and basically their Monday is going to be Saturday because of the Thursday game. So it basically they didn't practice today. They'll get back at it a little bit tomorrow. I think some guys need some time. I know we've harped a lot on the injuries, and yet I'm just being blunt about this. In all the years I've done this, I've never really seen anything quite like this, where and to this extent, whether it be the quarterback position, the secondary, you know, a little bit in the offensive line, a little bit in the receivers. I mean, it's just been more than I've witnessed ever, you know, and it's just you got to try to fight and not use it as an excuse and yet recognize that it is a problem, you know. So hopefully the moral of the story, I guess, is hopefully you're right that if they get out of that thing Saturday, hope, knock on wood, that Boston's good, then go from there and, you know, next week from Thursday, maybe things will be good. We'll see.
We do get a chance now to rest up, and can't hurt to have a little extra time for some of these guys. You know, I mean, Caleb Pruitt, it seemed like a concussion type of issue just based on what we saw on the field with
right.
him. So another week and a half for him could help. Nate Jackson could help potentially for him. I mean, we still haven't seen Dante Barnett, and again, we're getting to the point with Dante where you start thinking medical redshirt, maybe that becomes a possibility. For him, Elijah Lee and Duke Shelley did play, so there was that, too, that was a positive on Saturday. But if you could get any sort of boost from anybody there, especially in the secondary going up against Baylor, if the extra time helps out, that would be much, much needed for this defense.
No doubt. Let me just put you on the spot. If you were K-State and he wanted to do it, would you try to medical Dante Barnett at this point?
That is a really tough decision because, I'd be inclined to lean towards yes, because this season has already turned into a big struggle. But at the same time, I think you want to make a bowl game this year. And if you think he can be the difference in getting to a bowl game or not. But ultimately, I would put it – they always say the decision to redshirt goes on the player.
Right.
It's going to be the player's call whether or not they want to do that. I think I would just put this totally in Dante Barnett's hands and say, here's kind of the facts. Here's what we're thinking.
Right.
You're the one that is either going to have to – stay here in school for another year or go play this and be done with your football career. So I would put it in his hands, to be honest.
You know,
I know that's sort of a cop-out to your question. But
no, it really isn't, because I would probably have answered it somewhat similarly, and that's why I asked, because you can certainly see both sides. It is easy in this particular case to ride the fence because you don't really know what Dante Barnett is thinking. Okay? Would he want to come back? And then there is that question of, you know, right now K-State is 3-4. Can they get to 6? Can they, you know, that's the deal. You get to 6 wins, you can be a bowl team. And that would be 6 consecutive bowls, and you kind of keep the thing going. It may not be the bowl game that we wanted when we started necessarily, but going to one is better than not going to one. I learned that a long, long time ago, brother. And that's just the way it is. And so I am totally with you. It is hard to say, yes, it's better this way, or yes, it's better that way. It's a tough, tough call. I do agree with what you say from this perspective. I think it will be in the hands of one Dante Barnett, and maybe it should be.
because the flip side of that argument, too, is, I mean, you start thinking about the defense next year. Secondary is going to take some hits, but Duke Shelley's playing a lot now, so you look at next year and say, hey, right. if we could have Duke Shelley, Caleb Pruitt, Dante Barnett, I mean, Sean Newland there, Donnie Starks, who's getting experience this year, the secondary all of a sudden could start to look pretty solid next year.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And there's a couple of younger guys that they're trying to redshirt now that will be factors next year, I think. We thought Duke was in that particular case for a little while, and he was, but not now. But like we mentioned earlier in the show, for where he is at in his development, three games into a career, I just love his toughness, I guess I'll call it, his playmaking abilities, his football IQ, I'll say. He's a good-looking athlete, man. He's a good-looking player. I'm excited for him.
You know, one other thing on the injury front that got brought up for the first time in a long time at the post-game press conference was the quarterbacks, because we've seen Alex Delton go out against UTSA, and all of a sudden Jonathan Banks just hadn't been in pads on the sidelines and has some kind of issue going on. No one had really asked about that for a while, and Coach did get asked about it after the game, if any of them are going to come back, if that's going to be a possibility for the last month plus of the season here. And he said, not ruling it out, but as of right now, nobody is back. That's another thing that could come into where they'd have a lot of decisions to make. I mean, if a Jonathan Banks, for instance, or an Alex Delton, really, because I'm thinking on Delton, I believe he would qualify for
a medical
if he wanted
one.
It was
in game two.
So you'd have, you'd have decisions to make there, whether or not you'd want to use those guys if one of them was able to come back. It would free up at least Cody Cook to go play wide receiver. I mean, you maybe wouldn't have to worry about him being the backup quarterback anymore if you felt comfortable playing those guys. But do you want to burn a potential year just to use them here at the back end of, again, what's turned into a 3-4 season?
Sure.
There's decisions to be made there, too.
Well, and Banks' situation is a little bit of the unknown, too. And what do you do there, you know? I guess there are just so many of those in a year like this where you just kind of scratch your head and say, what really would be best? And sometimes it's I would say some cases it probably would be pretty easy, and other cases would be most difficult to try to figure out what would be what best now and what is best long term. And that's the key to this thing. They're not always the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But it's just so late in the season that even if you think, you know, you're taking a chance on it. For instance, if you're going to play one of the quarterbacks, you're taking a chance on the upside there. We've seen a lot of what the offense is now and kind of know what it is, and it seems like the ceiling is fairly low for what they have out there on offense right now. You're taking a big risk there on potential upside with those quarterbacks that you're burning a year, and they may not be any better. I mean, they may not be able to help out the offense at all. There's just so many moving factors to think about there, and the health is another part of it. I mean, if they come back, are they just healthy enough to play, or are they 100% healthy? That's why people get paid a lot more than me to make decisions like this. I guess I'll put it that way.
Well, that is a good way to put it. And I think if Coach Snyder were sitting here with us now, he's not, but if he were, I think he would probably say, in adding to this conversation, it really does need to be, in almost all cases, what's best for the young guy, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think he would say that?
Yeah.
And I think the health of the two young men we're talking about right now, with Jonathan Banks and Alex Delton, are first and foremost. Above and beyond that, we could probably talk about it for another hour. It won't, but we could. What would be best here? What would be best there? Because the reality of it is you still have five games to go. That's quite a bit of the season.
It is
that's
still
just
a lot
a hair
of the
under
season
half.
Left. Yeah, still a lot of the season left, and it is going to get easier for you once you get past this Baylor game.